This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Al-Shabaab has carried out one of the boldest terrorist attacks in Kenyan history today. The Al-Qaeda-affiliated group raided students and faculty at a university in northeast Kenya near the border with Somalia. This Garissa University College attack has killed at least 70, including some Christian hostages. Many more are wounded. This attack easily exceeds the carnage at the four-day-long Westgate shopping mall attack in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, back in 2013 that killed 67 people. Al-Shabaab was responsible for that attack as well. Journalist Hannah McNeish, based in Nairobi, has been on this story for us and says it's been a test of the Kenyan government.
The Kenyan government confirmed that 90% of this siege was over. They have killed four gunmen, and the death toll stands at least 70 students, with 79 injured and 500 people rescued. This makes it Kenya's most deadly attack since U.S. embassy bombings in 1998.
So it well exceeds the attack at the Westgate University or the Westgate shopping mall. Talk a little bit about the hostage situation. All hostages have been released as far as we know, or is it just 90%?
Well, I think the very end of the siege is ongoing. Journalists at the scene have been reporting really heavy gunfire, smoke. We know that there were lots of hostages trapped in one building. So I think the real numbers of this will probably be a lot higher, but will come out a bit later.
I've been watching the live streams here. There is a bounty on the head of an individual who seems to be a high-ranking Al-Shabaab official. Any word on the status of that individual at this point?
Not yet, but as other analysts are saying, you know, this isn't just a problem of Somalia's Al-Shabaab group attacking Kenya. There's more and more dissent in these kind of places like Garissa, one of the very poor outlying counties of Kenya, among Kenyans as well. There is also a homegrown movement. In the past, the Kenyan government has really had knee-jerk reactions to terrorist attacks, and they've rounded up Somalis and have come under a lot of fire for that. So, I mean, the $215,000 reward for this one man, I don't think will be the solution to all their problems.
No, so the government is definitely on notice here to protect the citizens of Kenya. And now, since 2013, we've had two of the worst attacks in the history of the nation. Where does this put the government right now?
Well, this actually comes at a time this week when there has been a huge corruption probe into the current coalition that's been raising a lot of questions about what this government's been up to. So this is kind of another blow for the government. It has handled this crisis a bit better than the Westgate Mall siege, which was 4 days ongoing and then showed that security forces actually had looted the entire place. This one is, you know, there's been a lot more information, and it seems that the Kenyan forces went in a lot quicker to rescue people, and they actually did rescue 500 students or so.
What about this region of Kenya? Are these people here particularly vulnerable to Al-Shabaab near the border of Somalia?
Yes, Garissa is one of the areas that does have quite common attacks, quite frequent attacks, but we don't hear about them very often. There are also areas on the coast that have come under immense amount of attacks, and they have had travel warnings from Western nations just saying, you know, don't go there. Garissa is quite a poor area near the Somali border, and it's been interesting to see how people have reacted on social media. There's been a lot of kind of hate speech about Somalis, and then there's been a lot of criticism of the government, and, you know, this just shows that really, you know, large institutions are at risk every way.
Journalist Hannah McNeish, based in Nairobi.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.